How about some more coffee, will you?
No thanks, George. I'll just drink what I have.
I meant for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not quite through studying my French lessons. Ask Florence.
Florence.
Uh-huh.
What the hell is this, a public library? Florence.
You want something?
No, I just love saying your name.
It is pretty, ain't it?
I want some more coffee.
Take as much as you want. There's plenty left.
I want you to get it for me.
Okay, in a minute.
I want it now.
I'm right in the middle of a sentence.
You're going to be right in the middle of the unemployment line if you don't move. And now.
There. Now I'm ready for any test they throw at me.
Here's your coffee. What you do that for?
I just want to see what's more important than my coffee.
I'd say almost anything.
Cedric gazed deeply into Tiffany's eyes. Oh, Tiffany, he murmured. I love you so much, I could never bear the agony of our parting.
That's agony.
It sure is. Why are you in that junk?
To improve my mind.
Well, it sure ain't working. I used to go pour my coffee?
No, I ain't smart enough to do that.
George, kill her.
No, we ain't gonna kill her. Just get rid of her.
No, I meant kill her at teal. That means what time is it in French?
Well, I don't know what time it is over there, but it is exactly 6:30 here.
Merci. That means thank you.
Don't mention. That means I couldn't care less. Ain't you gonna be late for class?
No, George. Michelle is picking me up tonight, so I don't have to worry about taking a cab.
Oh, good. Who's Michelle?
A friend of mine from class.
Hey, Weezy, what are you planning on doing with all these French lessons after you learn them?
Well, you never know when it might come in handy. For instance, what would you do if a stranger came up to you in the street and asked you how to get someplace in French?
I'd just tell him where to go in English.
Hey, Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Michael Lucas. I'm here to take your wife to French class.
Oh, yeah. Well, Weezy already got a ride. Some chick named Michelle gonna pick up.
Oh, Michelle, I see you've already met George.
This is Michelle? Would you do have one of them sex operations?
Excuse me?
No, George. In class, we call each other by our French names. James becomes Jacques, Michael becomes Michelle.
And Louise becomes Louise. Bonsoir, madame.
Can I see you in the kitchen in a minute, madame?
But, George, we have to...
As they say in French, we oui, pronto.
Excuse us. Excuse us, Michelle. Just make yourself comfortable. We'll be right back. George!
What the hell is going on here?
What do you mean?
You told me a woman was picking you up.
I said a friend was picking me up.
Aha, you lie.
That dude out there ain't no friend, he's a man.
You mean I can't have a friend who's a man?
That's right. Huh? Why ain't you reading?
Because what I'm hearing is a lot better.
We're having a private conversation.
You want to bet? Everybody on this floor could tell you different. Okay. I can take a hint. A building don't have to fall on me.
No, but it ain't a bad idea. Okay, Weez, look.
Oh, wait, George. You love me, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Do you have to think about it?
No.
Well, let's hear it for the home team.
Rah, rah, shish, boom, bah, I love you.
And you know I love you, right?
Right.
And you know I've never done anything behind your back for 25 years, don't you?
That's right, and you're way overdue.
Now, if I were trying to hide something from you, I sure wouldn't do it this way, would I?
No, I guess you wouldn't.
All Michelle and I do is talk French, period.
So in other words, I ain't got nothing to worry about.
Now, why would anyone as wonderful as you have anything to worry about?
Yeah, that's right. Look, just go on out and have yourself a good time, Weez. Mwah.
Thanks.
Ready to go?
As soon as I get my coat.
Allow me, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, merci, monsieur.
Go on, y'all. Oh, yeah, Michelle.
Call me Mike.
Oh, okay, Mike. Look, I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you picking Weezy up and taking her to class like this.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Oh, good. You sure your wife don't mind you doing this?
George.
Well, Weezy, you know how some people get jealous over silly little things like this.
Oh, no, there's no problem with my wife.
Good.
Because I don't have one.
See you later, George.
Nice meeting you. Au revoir.
Yeah, I sure will. Hey, that Mike, he sure is a nice guy, huh?
Yeah. I sure am glad to see you ain't jealous no more.
Jealous? Me? What I got to be jealous about?
Nothing. I don't know why, but Miss Jefferson sure loves you, child.
That's right.
But he sure is one handsome dude, ain't he?
Handsome.
And tall. They sure are making the young men tall nowadays.
Well, he didn't look that young to me.
And real slick, too. I bet he could have any fox in town.
Think so, huh?
Yeah. So why should he be after Miss Jefferson?
Who said he was after?
Nobody. And even if he was, I mean, just because he's tall and handsome. Sweet talking. Miss Jefferson too strong to fall for a dude like that. I think. Anyway, I'm glad to see it don't bother you none.
Like that for?
I only want to know one thing.
What?
Where the hell have you been and what were you doing?
That's two things.
That's right. I want one answer that better be good.
Now calm down and stop making a big thing over nothing. You told me to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, but it's almost midnight. The kind of good time I was talking about ends at 9 o'clock.
Well, we went for coffee.
Coffee!
Yeah, it's that dark stuff that comes in a cup with cream and sugar.
Don't get smart with me, Weezy.
George, there's nothing wrong with coffee and conversation. Michelle and I...
I can't believe it! My own wife hiding out with another man in some dark, way out of the way restaurant just so nobody could see him.
Out of the way? We were in the school cafeteria.
What? The cafeteria? That's even worse, where everybody can see you.
All we did was talk.
Wheezy, sooner or later, your man friend ain't gonna wanna talk, and he's gonna try something. That's the way men are.
And is that the way you are, always thinking about sex?
Definitely not. I'm a married man. I never think about sex.
Thanks for the compliment.
And I don't stay up until midnight drinking coffee.
Look, George, I've told you. Michelle and I are just good friends.
Good! Well, you just give him a good friendly goodbye and you ain't gonna see him no more.
What?
Look, and also you call that school tomorrow and you tell him to cancel your class.
I'm not gonna do that.
Okay, I'll call him.
George, learning French is not the only reason I go to that class. It gives me a chance to meet people.
Look, you can meet all the people you want, long as they're the right sex.
You don't own me, George, and I'll be good friends with anybody I want.
Ah, okay. If good friends is what you want, you're in luck, because you just got yourself another.
Who's that?
Me. Good night, good friend.
You mean George slept on the couch last night?
Yeah.
You kicked him out of bed?
Nope. He kicked himself out, and he thinks he's punishing me.
What was the fight about?
Well, last night, George found out that the woman who's been taking me to French class is a man.
Run that by me again.
Well, you see, my friend's name is Michelle, and George thought it was Michelle.
You gotta run that by me again.
The point is, George doesn't think I should have any men friends.
Oh, how can he think a stupid thing like that?
George?
I withdraw the question. Hello, George.
George, Helen said hello.
Well, she ought to have enough sense not to talk to me when I'm in a bad mood.
In that case, I'd never talk to you.
That's fine with me.
George, just because we had a fight last night...
I don't want to talk about last night.
Okay. Suit yourself.
And keep your hips off my bed.
George, don't you think that a woman really has a right to choose her own friends?
Some women don't even know how to choose a husband.
Well, Louise is entitled to one mistake.
Look, George, let's discuss it reasonably.
Look, I ain't got time. I got a meeting with Mabel.
Who's Mabel?
George's bookkeeper.
Oh. Do you like Mabel?
Yeah, I like her, as long as she keeps my books in order.
Well, if you like her, then she must be your friend, the same way Michael is Louise's friend.
That's right.
How can she be my friend? She's my employee.
Are you telling me that you don't have anything in common?
Oh, yeah, we got something big in common.
Uh-huh.
Money. I make it and she counts it.
You know what you ought to do, Louise?
What?
Trade him in for an electric blanket.
There's one law for you and one law for me, right, George?
Now what are you talking about?
Well, you spend a couple of nights a month going over the books with Mabel, and I don't get upset over that.
Yeah, but me and Mabel don't go out socializing and partying afterwards.
Well, there wouldn't be anything wrong with it if you did. I wouldn't mind if you took Mabel out for coffee after your meeting.
Oh, no? You'd be worried to death.
About what?
About poor Mabel being turned on by my wit, charm, and personality.
I wouldn't be worried.
Okay, Wheezy. I think that's a great idea. Tonight after work, I am taking Mabel out for drinks at Charlie's Bar. Hear that, Wheezy? Me and Mabel are going to drinks at Charlie's Bar.
I heard you. I think it's a good idea.
Oh. Yeah. We should be there about 8 o'clock. Hear that? 8 o'clock, Wheezy. Mabel and me talking, laughing, drinking. Together, side by side.
That's nice.
I just hope Mabel can control herself and don't get no wrong ideas.
Bye.
This is really nice of you, George. George?
Huh? Oh, another drink?
Not yet, thanks. I was just saying, this is really nice of you.
Oh, yeah, it is, ain't it? Thank you. Listen, Mabel, excuse me for just a minute.
Look, if my wife calls...
I got it. Tell her you're not here, right?
No! Tell her I am here.
Huh?
Tell her I'm sitting.
Oh, I know.
You're sitting by yourself, right?
No! Tell her I'm sitting with this woman. Tell her me and this woman are having a great time.
Yes, yeah, a great time.
Boy, in this business, you meet all kinds.
I can't get over this. You're usually all business. By the time I get the books closed, you've got the door open.
What time is it?
When I close the books?
No. I mean now. My watch is 8:30, but I think I'm a little fast.
No, you're right. It's 8:30. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you in a hurry to leave?
Who, me? No. Look, I got all the time in the world to spend right here with you, Mabel. Damn.
What's the matter, George?
Let me ask you something, Mabel. If you were married and you knew your husband was out with another woman, would you get mad?
You mean if he was cheating on me?
No. He's not cheating on her. I mean, if you found out that him and this woman were good friends.
If they're just friends, why should I get mad?
Well, you know, man and woman, you know, anything can happen, you know.
You know?
Yeah, you know, the kind of you know that everybody knows about.
Well, I guess you just have to trust. I mean, I have a boyfriend and he'll...
You do?
Yeah. Mm. But he trusts me. And he knows I'm out with you tonight.
He does?
Sure. I called him from the office. Mm.
How big is he?
Hey, don't worry. He knows you and I are just friends.
We are? Funny. I never thought of you as a friend.
Thanks a lot.
I don't know. What I mean is,
It's okay. I know what you mean. You don't think of us as friends because all we do is talk business, right?
Right.
But we both enjoy talking about it, don't we?
Yeah.
So, what could be friendlier than two people talking about something they enjoy talking about?
Hey, that's true. Weezy was right.
About what?
Oh, nothing. Mabel, you are really a good friend. Here's to friendship.
Oh, shoot. Ain't this a shame?
What's a shame?
Cedric loved Tiffany with all his heart, and she just told him she could never love him.
Why?
I don't know. I like him. Listen to this. I know how you feel about me, Cedric, my dear, but you must be brave. Perhaps another time, another place. Ain't that sad?
Oh, Florence, nobody talks like that.
Tiffany do. I gotta get me a Kleenex.
Oh, Michelle.
Hi, Louise.
Do we have a class tonight?
No. Are you busy?
No. George is out, and I was just reading. Come in.
Thank you. I was planning to study tonight, and I thought you might like to study together.
Well, I... Sure, why not?
May I sit down?
Sure, why not?
Is there anything wrong? You seem a little nervous.
Well, I guess I should tell you, George and I had a little argument.
About what?
About you and me. You see, George thinks our friendship could lead to other things. Isn't that silly?
I think George is a very perceptive man.
What?
It's not silly, Louise. If you want to know the truth, I think I'm falling in love with you. Did you hear what I said, Louise?
Oh, boy.
Anna. Hey, Louise.
Oh, George. Hello, George.
Hey, Michelle, old buddy.
Oh, buddy.
Sure. Any good friend of yours is a good friend of mine, we. I just came over so Louise and I could study French.
Great. Well, don't let me interrupt you. I'll just go back in the bedroom and look through some papers. You two just carry on with your studies.
Oh, you don't have to do that, George. Why don't you sit down and join us?
It's okay, Weezy. I understand how it is between you and Mike.
I don't think you do.
Sure, I know, Weezy. Look, I learned a lot tonight. Mike, old buddy, have a great time. Go ahead, just continue doing what you were doing.
Michelle.
Louise.
Michelle.
Louise.
Michelle.
Louise!
Oh, it's good to see you again.
What are you talking about? You just saw me a minute ago.
Oh, you don't have to dash off to your room already, do you?
I'm tired. I work around here, remember?
Why don't you sit down and join us while you're drinking your cocoa?
Oh, I can understand if she's tired and wants to go to bed, Louise.
She's not that tired. Sit down, Florence.
I don't want to.
Florence, please join us.
No, thank you.
Louise, now that we're alone...
Michelle... we are not really alone. My husband...
Louise, there's something I must say to you.
Don't say it.
Why not?
Because... I know how you feel about me, Cedric, my dear.
Cedric, my dear?
Oh, I mean Michelle.
Who's Cedric?
My ex-husband.
George is not your first husband?
George is my fourth. And I wouldn't want to hurt you like I hurt all the others, Michelle.
But it could be different with us.
No, Michelle. In spite of the feelings we have, we must be content just to admire each other from afar.
You mean I can't even see you again?
Perhaps. Across a crowded room.
You mean in French class?
You do understand, don't you? It was just too late for both of us. You must be brave, Michelle. Perhaps in another place, another time, who knows?
It could have been beautiful, Louise. Au revoir. That was quite an act you put on there, Louise. But I get the point. If it's not there, it's not there. But like they say in French, you're still un bel renard.
Huh?
A fine fox, baby.
Hey, what, Michelle leave already?
Yes, he had to leave.
Too bad.
And how come you weren't mad by him being here?
Because you're right, Weezy. There's nothing wrong with having friends of the opposite sex. Me and Mabel had a great time.
You did?
Yeah, we became real good friends. In fact, every time we go through the books, we're gonna go out for dinner and drinks.
Oh, no, you're not.
Why not?
Because if you think I'm gonna let you get away with that stuff, you're crazy.
But Weezy was your idea.
There'll be no more nights out with Mabel, George, or else.
Or else what?
Or else I'm sleeping on the couch.
But you said it.
Don't do as I say. Do as I say.
The J Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience